take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Mothers across the nation are rising up as powerful activists to safeguard their children from the tidal wave of confusing and harmful ideologies sweeping our society. With unwavering dedication, these fearless moms are champions of the right to have open and respectful discussions on topics that diverge from the prevailing narrative. Their voices are a beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty, advocating for the protection and well-being of our most vulnerable treasures, our children. Moms for America is a national organization that aims to educate, inspire, and empower mothers to promote a love of liberty in their homes. Their mission is to empower moms to raise patriots and promote liberty from the healing of America. They have a vision of building a national movement of moms promoting the principles of liberty to restore the republic and create a culture of truth, family, and freedom in our homes and in our communities. This powerful movement of moms is dedicated to restoring and maintaining parental rights, ensuring that families have the freedom to instill and uphold important values within the home. By advocating for family empowerment, Moms for America champions the crucial role of parents in shaping the moral compass and character development of their children. Through their initiatives and resources, they equip moms with the tools and support needed to prioritize family values, strengthen family bonds, and create nurturing environments where children can thrive. The organization serves as a pillar of strength for families, offering encouragement and solutions to uphold timeless principles and preserve traditional values to pass on to future generations. You're listening to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Before we get started today, I do want to encourage our listeners, if you have questions or comments, or perhaps you want to share your own experiences with what you're seeing on the front lines of healthcare, you can now submit those to us by sending them directly to nurses@americaoutloud.com. We will be featuring your questions and comments every Tuesday on a special Q&A episode with the nurses. We encourage all of you to engage in the battle and find your voice in this fight. But until you are able to do that, we will continue to be that voice for you. Joining me today is Kimberly Fletcher. Kimberly is the wife of a retired Air Force officer and mother of 8 children. She is the president and founder of Moms for America and Moms for America Action. With over 20 years' experience in grassroots activism, Kimberly has grown Moms for America into a powerful platform, building grassroots networks across the country. Kimberly is an author, columnist, radio host, and contributing writer with townhall.com. She has been featured in numerous national media outlets, including The Blaze, Newsmax, OANN, The Rush Limbaugh Show, and Fox News. Kimberly has made it her personal mission to educate and inspire the women of America to realize their immeasurable worth and powerful influence in our country and culture simply by being who they are. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It is. I just love being on these platforms where other women and moms are standing up. And I love the whole standing in the gap thing. That's exactly what we're doing right now.
Exactly. And I'm so excited to finally have you on the show and just to be able to thank you for just the incredible support that you have shown me personally and our organization, Nurse Freedom Network, and now what we're creating with Remnant Nursing, you know, from the very early days of that, you and your organization has just been such an incredible support to us. And we're just so grateful to you.
We're grateful for you guys, because you know what? It's going to take all of us, every passionate American who wants freedom, and the whole idea of this Nurses Network standing up for truth and medical freedom. That's something that's very important to us. So it has been a pleasure to stand alongside you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be, you've again, like I said, you've been so supportive of the work that we've done at, with Nurse Freedom Network, and you've had me as a guest to several of your events and galas, which I've just so greatly appreciated and love coming alongside of you guys. But you recently had invited me to be a guest panelist at your upcoming event. You've got your 20th anniversary gala coming up, and I was just so honored that you would even consider having me amongst such incredible speakers. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, when somebody says medical freedom, you're one of the first people that pop into my mind. So
You.
we think that this is just great. I'm so glad you were available. We weren't sure. So that's great that it worked out.
I'll tell you, I was going to make myself available, as like, and absolutely, I'm thrilled to be able to be there. So thank you so much. But
Yes, ma'am.
let's talk a little bit about what inspired you to start Moms for America. Like, how did this begin?
Well, everybody has that moment in their life and time when you just kind of sit there and go, wait a second, something is not right. And while a lot of us, woke up in 2020 and said, something's not right, my journey began actually much earlier. And it was 2001. My husband was stationed at the Pentagon, and it was 9/11. And it was a series of literal miracles that he came home safe that day. And I remember when he walked in the door, I just collapsed and I was dropped to my knees and thanked the Lord that he was home. I didn't know how I could possibly carry on without that man. And at the same time, I thought, wait a second, how did this happen? How did we get here? And that was the day that I really firsthand realized the price of freedom and I committed to paying the cost. It was the day that I went from being a patriotic to being a patriot. And the next 3 years from 2001 to 2003 were a very immersive to tutelage under the hand of God, I say, because all of these things that happened and the experiences that I had could have not just happened. It was like they were orchestrated because the Lord wanted me to know what my role was going to be 3 years hence. And so I attended a lot of events. I started homeschooling my one son because he had a medical condition that kept him from school. After a week, I was hook, line, and sinker. I could not believe the things that I was learning that I should have learned in school and didn't. And so I brought all of my kids home. In 2003, I ran for school board. And during that time period, I could not get enough information on America. The story of America, our history, our heritage, the Constitution. And I was just blown away by the things I was learning. And I got angry that I didn't learn them in school. I'm like, why did I not learn these things? So I realized they're purposely taking our history and heritage away from us and then filling it back with just lies and deceptions. And this was, this was back in early 2000s. So imagine how far it's gone since then. But it was a very big awakening for me to see what was happening in our schools, what our children are being exposed to, the freedoms that were being lost, the lies that were being told in the media. And it all led me to, in 2004, feeling very impressed that I needed to start a national organization. I had no idea what, how to do anything like that. I was just a mom, a homeschool mom, a stay-home mom. And I had no idea what does that mean? But after, a couple of weeks of just kind of trying to ignore it, I realized that this was something that God was asking me to do. And it was just, am I going to accept or not? And so I did. I had no idea what I was doing. I've done everything on my knees, but God qualifies who he calls. And he put me in all the right places to meet the right people to be able to gain the information I needed to be able to lead this organization, which I really claim is his. And I'm just the steward that he put in charge. And I just pray every day I don't screw it up. So
I know
that's
that
kind of the
feeling.
story of this founding. Yep.
I know that feeling well. And so before, prior to starting this, you weren't an executive or anything like that. You were just a mom.
I was just a mom. Can you hear the power of those words? All these moms that I've met over the years, and especially in 2020, and all the amazing things they do. And I always ask them, so what did you do before this? And you're always thinking they're saying lawyer or business or whatever. And they're all like, wait, I just a mom. And I'm like, the power of those words. I mean, everybody that started an organization, it's just, you know, I was just a mom. I saw that there was a need and I felt called to do this part. And it's like, the Lord has been preparing all of us, his daughters, in various different areas. We had no idea where it was going to lead. And then, you know, in 2020, 2021, it was like he flipped a switch and said, okay, y'all need to rise up now. Yeah. I've been preparing you. And exactly. We've all taken on those roles.
It's really been interesting. And I love listening to your story because it makes me feel a whole lot better. Because when I see what you have today, 20, like, or coming up on 20 years later, and, you know, I'm so impressed with your organization. And from the early days of Nurse Freedom Network, I'm like, how do I get there? You know, because that's what I envision as this national movement of nurses. Because you say, I'm just a mom. Well, I'm just a nurse, right? I say that all the time. I take a lot of heat when I say it too. But it's true, you know, and I think it's the, like you said, the words are powerful because you don't have to have all of these experiences. And as you said, you know, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. There are a million people more qualified to do this organization than me. And so, and I often ask myself why he chose me, I'll never know. But he did. Just like you, I felt the call and it was whether or not we were going to answer it or not. And what a blessing it has been. But when I see your organization and see what you have been able to achieve, it gives me hope because we're going on 3 years, and you know, sometimes I feel like we're starting to thrive and really, you know, get out there. But it's like you said, it's that, you know, grassroots, going to events and connecting with people, and you know, I feel like maybe I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, my husband always says, be careful, it's not an oncoming train, but I will tell you that there is light. And, you know, I asked God the same thing when I mean, there was no way this wasn't coming from him. And I tell people all the time when they're like, well, how do you know that it's coming from God? And I said, you know, because your brain is telling you, turn the other way and run like heck. And your heart and soul is pulling you forward. And I always relate it to that third Indiana Jones movie where they're going on the search for the Holy Grail. And Indiana Jones goes and follows all of these clues all the way through this film. And it leads him to the next clue, to the next clue. And he gets to this clue right towards the end where he has to go and save his father. And he comes out into this huge, like deep cavern that's like miles down and this big rock face everywhere. And the clue is take a leap of faith. And you can see when you watch this movie, the quandary, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then finally he closes his eyes and he just takes a step and this bridge appears. The bridge was always there, but it blended in with the rocks. And so you couldn't see it. It just looked like this deep, deep cavern. And I tell people that's when you know, when everything is telling you turn and run, but something deep inside you says, take a leap of faith. And so I think that's what a lot of us are doing right now. And in 2004, when I was, you know, battling with this, grappling with this, I remember asking the question over and over and over again, you know, why me? I'm perfectly happy being in my little hovel with my little posse, you know, we're just fine. And I just kept asking, why me? And there are so many people who could do so much better of a job and who know so much more. And finally, I felt the Lord answer me. And he said, yes, but they'll do it their way. And I want it done my way. And I think that's what's happening. I know that's what's happening, is he's calling those humble servants who would just be just as happy, you know, continuing to be a nurse on the front lines, or, you know, be a mom teaching our kids, or being a teacher in that classroom. And the Lord has propelled us on this national stage because he knows that we are the valiant warriors who will speak truth and who will be unwavering and standing up for the principles that America, and that made America the greatest nation on earth. And it can be daunting sometimes because you know, you'll feel overwhelmed and am I really making a difference and how can I continue on? But I will tell you, if you continue to be faithful, the Lord will always bless our efforts because he not only qualifies us, he provides the means for us to fulfill the mission which he gave us.
Oh, exactly. I could not agree with you more. And, you know, it's been a journey. It's been a journey for me. And like I said, watching you and others like you have gone before me has been such an inspiration. And that's the thing, is we are all inspiring and encouraging one another. And, you know, the power of one voice, sometimes I don't realize how far my reach is and how many people that I can encourage and inspire just by speaking out and speaking truth and standing in that righteous truth. I've encouraged and inspired others, as I know you have as well. And you're right. It's not doing it our way. It's doing what God has asked us to do. And I mean, there truly is no other way as far as I'm concerned.
No. And sometimes it really is standing on that precipice and you're like, really, mm-hmm. Lord, are you sure? Are you sure?
I've asked that many times.
You really want me to take this stuff? And yeah, sometimes it gets a little harrowing, but he's always there. And somehow he always answers. And I mean, and I will tell you, there are times where I've been on my knees and said, okay, I think I might've screwed this one up. Can you just get me through this one to the other side so that I can do it, you know, do things right. And he has blessed this organization and me and all those of us involved in it so many times and in so many ways. And I know that he needs us. He needs his daughters to rise up at this time. There is no one who can save this country like the women, the mothers. It is we who determine the level of humanity and decency and freedom and civility. And if we, wherever we put that bar, that's as far as the society will go. And the radical feminists have really lowered the bar. And there are those who are trying to take over this country who are using women to do it. And women are destroying the country. But the good news is women can save it. And there are a whole lot more of us who want to save it than there are who want to destroy it. And a lot of women are just deceived. And so this is an opportunity for us to have a voice where they can go and hear the truth. And that is what's so important about what you do, Kimberly, because there are a lot of people out there who feel that something isn't right and they want to stand up for, you know, what's right, for freedom, for truth. And when they hear someone like you who is a nurse, and there's something about that. And this is just my own personal opinion. You're a nurse, so you would be able to say whether or not it's true. But I've been in the hospital enough times to see that the doctors really don't do anything. The nurses do everything.
That's true.
And I'm just like, you guys, I think, are the rock stars of the whole medical industry. And when someone in that medical industry who is just, I mean, a rock star, the nurses are rock stars, comes out and says, no, this is not right. That means a lot to those of us out there who are hungering for not just truth, but for people to stand up for that truth in those industries where we rely on our food industry, the medical industry, all of these places. I mean, I'm afraid to go to the doctor anymore. I have a doctor online in Florida. When I need something and I call her, and I have a doctor in town where I live that I absolutely have to go to when I have to get a test or something. I don't trust him. I have not found a doctor that I can trust, and the whole medical industry is standing against us. So that's why it's important that we unite together in our different fields of not just interest, but expertise, to be able to give hope and encouragement to all those out there who don't have that. And that's a valuable, valuable asset that you provide to us, you know, moms out there who are just trying to find a good doctor and a good place to send our kids or ourselves for our medical care.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was my vision, you know, beyond the grassroots and the advocacy work that we were doing with Nurse Freedom Network. That's why I felt so called to start Remnant Nursing, and the name came to me, the logo came to me like a vision. And I knew I wanted to create these opportunities, but like you said earlier, you had no idea where to start and I had no idea where to start, but it was as if all of a sudden, so it just, the vision became so clear to me, exactly what I needed to do and exactly the path I needed to take in order to accomplish this. And, you know, we've been able to do incredible things through the PMA structure, the Private Membership Association, and more we have practitioners coming on board and joining our team. We have a very unique model, you know, and we have more and more clients that are starting to come on board and members that are joining because they are just completely distrustful of the mainstream healthcare system. And rightly so. I mean, look at what is happening. But, you know, things that you have done, Kimberly, with building partnerships and collaborations within your community. I mean, it's just so impressive, the relationships that you've had and the partners that you have.
If we don't stand together, we're going to hang alone. I mean, we are an organization. I mean, I have some very strong, immovable standards when it comes to running the organization. And one of the big ones is we don't compete, we collaborate. Amen. And if we see there's an organization out there that's doing something, filling a niche that we don't have, we'll pull them in and provide, you know, and promote that resource with moms. We don't need to recreate it. I don't need to go start a nursing organization. I'm not a nurse. There are a lot of things that we don't need to do, but those things are things that moms need. So we've kind of become a clearinghouse of great resources and support systems out there. And that allows us to, we're a trusted source. And so moms come to us to find those things that we've already done the research on. So when we say, hey, you need to get involved with this nurses network, they know that they can count on that because they already know that we've done the work. And we don't promote anything that we haven't used, tried, or read ourselves. And so they trust that. And that's why they trust our endorsements when we endorse candidates. You know, we've done the work. And I don't know if this happens to you, but around mid-October, every election year, the women will start coming to church and say, well, who are we voting for this year? Because they know that I've done my work and research. They trust me. And that's the same way that I feel about you and other organizations like that. When we have a trust in you, then we feel like we can share that with the other moms because they trust us. And that's why the collaborations are so vitally important.
It's very true. And that's what has always impressed me about you and your organization is that from the very beginning, you know, you have been very open to collaborating, to sharing resources. And that, I will just say, that doesn't happen. Organizations are you are the exception, not the rule, as far as like these other organizations. You know, I wish everybody was like that because I have the exact same philosophy as you. I don't believe in competition. I believe in collaboration. You know, the honest to God's truth, we would love to be able to take care of everybody with Remnant, but you know, we understand that isn't a reality, but we do want to make sure everybody has access to safe and appropriate care. And to that end, we have, you know, our people that we trust, that we have vetted and that we will refer out to. So, and, you know, same with other organizations, like, you know, when we refer people to Moms for America, because we know that you are a trusted source. So I really believe in that collaboration, but not everybody does. Not every organization is like that. I will say that. So I was always very impressed with your willingness to share resources and just be helpful, make connections and introductions for me has been so helpful. But so I love your philosophy on approaching and building those partnerships, and clearly it works. You've got some amazing people. Do you want to talk about some of the people that are coming to your event?
Yeah, we have got an incredible list of speakers coming. So Jim Caviezel, who people would recognize most recently from The Sound of Freedom, he was in Passion of the Christ. And one of my favorite movies that he's done is The Count of Monte Cristo. I mean, he's just been an incredible actor.
Can I stop you right there? And I just got to say this. I have to say this, Kimberly. I'm gonna put you on the spot. I am a huge Jim Caviezel fan. Huge. Huge. I would just love it if you would introduce me to Jim Caviezel at the event.
Absolutely. So I will tell you what, we have a private event with him that people have paid a lot of money for us to be able to pay for the event. And I will get you into that event so you can shake his hand and get a picture. How's that?
I absolutely. Like, thank you so much. Like, I've been a fan for decades. I love Jim Caviezel.
When I saw him, he's just amazing. I know.
I don't fangirl, and I don't fangirl, but I love Jim Caviezel.
He is. I'd probably fangirl over George Washington, but I don't know that I'm going to meet him. But I would have to say he's one of those guys that I just he's exceptional. Because he's not just an actor. He's someone who takes sometimes very challenging and difficult roles. I mean, just being in Passion of the Christ, not only was that a political, you know, kind of statement that we're standing, you know, on this religious freedom and the incredible story of sharing the Passion of Christ, But the intense work that he had to do to play that role,
Did he
I
break his
mean,
shoulder
that
or
was
something?
huge. And just all of the roles that he's taken have had such an impact on the culture itself, making people think. And the Sound of Freedom, I mean, that was a really big deal for him to do a film like that when everybody is saying keep the borders open and everything. And then you're like, no, let's tell the truth about what's happening to these children. And that was just has just so impressed me. And we're actually going to be presenting him with a Champion of Freedom Award at this event because we are so impressed with him. And then of course we have some other great speakers who are joining us as well, who are stalwarts in the culture wars and standing for truth. Dr. Ben Carson, who may be the future vice president of the United States, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, Sebastian Gorka, General Mike Flynn. I mean, just a huge network of amazing people. And the panels are going to be incredible. We're live streaming the whole thing. So if you can't come in person, please join us live stream. And we'll have all of the presentations and speeches up online as well. This is not just a celebration, which I'm really excited about. 20 years is a big deal, but it's also an empowerment, three full days of infusion and an infusion of encouragement and hope and empowerment, so that you leave feeling like, okay, I can do this, and I realize where God's calling me, because each one of us has a specific mission, and I'm hoping that everyone who comes and views this leaves realizing what their specific calling is in this mom-led revolution that is sweeping our country. What is my little place in this movement? And that's my hope, that they'll leave that way. So it's going to be amazing, and we're really excited. It's been a lot of work to put it together, but I think it's going to be well worth it.
Oh, I can't, I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to this incredible event. And I was there at Mar-a-Lago with you. I'm trying to remember what event that was. It was in December, I think. No,
Yeah, our Mothers of
December.
Influence Awards. Yep, we do that at Mar-a-Lago every year. This year, we're actually going to be doing it in November instead of December. It's going to be the Friday after the election. So we're either going to be sobbing or celebrating. In either way, we need to come together and support each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I mean, I'm trying not to stress out too much over this because it's going to heat up. And you know, honestly, I stopped watching the news and any kind of mainstream anything in 2020 when the election was stolen, clearly stolen, as if Joe Biden got 81 million votes. I can't.
I know, and they think we're so stupid. I just, you know, I and I want to say this, because and everyone who's listening, I want you to know that this event that we're doing, this is going to be a crazy year. It's going to be a crazy year. And you know, it's already sizing up that way, and we're seeing the stuff that's happening in Washington, D.C., and how they're trying to, if president, they're like, if just in case he does win and we can't, you know, steal him away this time, that we're going to make sure that he can't fire all these people that he wants to get rid of. You know, it's just so this is a complete takeover of our country. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this event so early in the year is because we wanted to give moms this courage, encourage them, but help them leave with courage to know that what you are doing is the most important work that you will ever do and the greatest act of patriotism you will ever perform in our own home and then out into our communities and with our vote. That is how we can put a stop to this. We can move the culture, we can hold the line, and we can have our voice heard. And that's why we're doing this event. So we had an underwriter come in that allowed us to be able to give our come and go tickets. They're $75 each, and it was just a ticket where you can come and go. It didn't include any of the lunches or dinners or anything, but we are now able to give those away. And so if you have anyone who listens to your show, or you'd like to share it with anyone, I will set up the code. Nurse.
Right.
And if they put in the code nurse, they'll get those free $75 tickets. And I can send you an email that you can share with them as
Oh,
well.
that would be amazing. Yeah, if you'll do that, and we'll start promoting that today, because I know that there are many, many people who would love to come and who have expressed interest in coming. But you know, times are tough right now. Times
They
are tough
are.
right now. I think we're all feeling it. I know I feel it when I go to the grocery store. Lord, I about stroked out the other day.
I know.
It's like, what is going on?
I'm sorry, that was like $1.50 last week and it's $5 now?
Eggs were $8. I was like, $8 eggs.
I know. I can't. It's unbelievable to me. Everything is just skyrocketing, and how fast it happened. And I mean, there were a lot of blessings from 2020. The economy was not one of them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It is hard.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and we'll dig more into that. We're up against a break, but we'll dig more into that when we get back.
Okay.
America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, or Alexa. 24/7, great talk radio. All of our shows go to podcast the following day. You can hear them on apps such as Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcasts, and many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts for me. Don't forget to check out our online store at americaoutloud.shop, where you can find all of the products that we represent on our network at a discounted rate, including ASEA Redox, which I can personally speak to seeing fantastic results with, including better sleep, increased energy, improved mood, and a decrease in my joint pain. Use promo code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your purchase. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
It's time and this is what.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel and be our very best. Our customers will tell you how our products have made a difference for them, from improving immune health, regulating hormone balance, supporting gut health, to soothing the skin, even reducing the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and cellulite, and providing targeted support for mind, mood, energy, and even our body's own production of collagen. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in becoming your best self and fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
It's time and this is why.
Welcome back to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Wherever you're listening from today and whatever you're doing, I thank you for giving me the gift of your time. Be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. We all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and videos so we can help secure America's future. If you're just joining us, I've been talking with President and Founder of Moms for America, Kimberly Fletcher. Kimberly, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What a great conversation so far. That first half of the show went so quickly, but we've got some time left, and I definitely want, there's some things I want to touch on. You know, I want to find out what can moms do to get involved in their communities and learn more about what you're offering and what resources you have and kind of help to spread the message of Moms for America.
Well, that is a great question. One of my favorite answers is, everything that we have is on our website. We just redid our website last year to make it more user-friendly because we have so much content on there. And one of the first things they say is, well, where do we start? Well, where I would say to start is with our cottage meetings. You can view them online. The cottage meeting is a really simple project with profound results. It's just like Tupperware for Liberty. You invite your friends and neighbors into your home, and we provide all of the resources and support to help you lead a discussion group where moms will learn the true story of America, our history and heritage, the principles of liberty, what our rights are, where they come from, and how to effectively exercise them. And you learn it in a way, it's mom-to-mom messaging. It goes to the heart, and it resonates. And we hear all the time moms say, oh my gosh, that was life-changing, because we've been stripped of our history and our heritage, and we're giving it back. So we have the cottage meeting can be done in your home. We also have it online. We have a plug and play, like with a lot of the Bible studies, where you bring your families in, friends in, you push play on this video. And then after you watch the 30-35 minute video, then you discuss what you just learned. We have all of the resources available. We also do these online live through Zoom. And then you can download the ones that we've already presented so that you can be a part of learning this incredible story of America. Once you do that, it's like God puts on your heart this passion for whatever direction, you know, you're to go. And I tell moms all the time, if all you do is, and grandmas and women in general in your sphere of influence, if all you do is share this love of liberty in the hearts of your children and then go and vote your values, we win. I mean, that's a huge win. We are able to move the culture into the direction of freedom and family and faith. And then we are able to also hold the line against all the stuff coming our way with our vote. So we have to do both. We're in triage mode. We have to hold the line. There's a lot of things coming against moms, but the cottage meetings, I absolutely encourage you to start there, and you will be amazed at what you learn and the direction that you feel you're given once you go through those.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And we do a lot of like lunch and learn type presentations, and, you know, where we're going into homes and doing that, and going into small businesses, church and community groups. And because that's where it really starts is in the communities and bringing it out there, the messaging and having it spread and grow. That's what we're trying to do, is get, you know, nurses in every state to start branching out and getting this to other nurses, and not just nurses, but I mean, everybody in the community. This is information that is important to everybody, that they understand that, you know, this mainstream conventional healthcare system is not a healthcare system. It's a sick care system. I absolutely love your Tupperware for Liberty, though. That's amazing. Love that.
Well, and it's those small group connections. I mean, that's how the other side has been taking our country, with connections and relationships. And when you meet in these small, you know, little house meetings or in church communities, or, you know, just in your community at large, it's those small meetings that make the most difference, and you feel connected. We're creating pockets of liberty all across the country, and we're going to need that we need those little groups to shore us up and sustain us when things get difficult. And it's right in your own community. Yes, we connect moms across the country, but we connect you in your own backyard too.
Yeah. And I think that's where it starts. It starts in these small, and we kind of talked about it earlier, how, you know, people are like, well, I'm just a mom, what can I do? Or I was like, I'm just a nurse, what can I do? And I talk about that in one of my speeches that I gave during my presentation about, you know, how I was just one nurse. I was just one nurse that I had a mission and a vision. And to that, you know, I brought maybe 10% skill, but 90% passion. And that's what you find in these small groups, in these small, you know, because we were all at one time just one nurse, just one doctor, just one lawyer, just one mom, right? But we are not just one of anything any longer. We are all coming together. We're not sitting in our silos any longer. We're coming together, and we are bringing this forth to the community and to America. And I mean, I just, it's a beautiful thing to witness it happening.
It is. And when I see the lights in mom's eyes when we're going out to our various different events, or sometimes the tears in their eyes as they're feeling what I felt 20 years ago that put me on this trajectory. I mean, I'm just sharing the same stories and passion and history that connected with me. And it's just amazing to see the excitement in moms when they get this, and then they want to share it with their children and in their sphere of influence. And you know, we're the ones changing the world. So it's a good place to start.
Absolutely. And we need to, because I mean, what we're up against, in my opinion, is pure evil. It is evil. Like it's not just like a left or right or political. It is the good versus evil. And this is biblical. I believe wholeheartedly that the times we are in are biblical. But in your opinion, Kimberly, what are the most pressing issues that are facing moms and families in America today?
Well, I can tell you the three things that have moms' heads exploding right now are the fact that their children are coming home confused whether or not they're a boy or a girl, that they're being punished for the wrong pronouns, the comprehensive sex education that's being shoved down their throats, and this idea of we can't get along, the divisions that they're pushing in school with this racist education that they are promoting. And moms are just, I mean, they don't know what to do. We literally have moms calling us on the phone while CPS is on their front door, wanting to come and investigate their home and parenting because they didn't affirm their child's, you know, new sexual identity or gender identity. And it's just crazy. And it's like the whole government is coming against us and trying to take our children away from us. And within a 90-minute club session or a conversation with a counselor, these kids are confused and they're down the path, and parents have lost them in 90 minutes. And they're just like, what do we do? And I mean, I saw this, it's been an encroachment for some time, but I had a personal experience when one of my sons had just barely turned 12 years old, and we went in to get his physical to go to Boy Scout camp. And there was a young female doctor, and we got to a certain point in the meeting where they are the physical, where they have to, you know, touch certain parts and everything. And she said, okay, at this point in time, you'll have to have you step out so I can finish. And I said, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Let me talk. Well, then I talked to my son, and I said, Noah, and I explained what was going to happen. And I said, do you want me to stay or do you want me to go? And he's like, I want you to stay. I'm like, okay. And she goes, no, you can't stay. And I'm like, to heck, I can't. I'm going to stay. And she fought with me. She just kept arguing with me. No, I can't. I can't. I can't. You need to step out. I'm like, I am not leaving. And so I opened the door, and luckily there was an older doctor. The older the doctors, for the most part, the better. But I reached out and I said, I need you to come in here. And I told him what happened, and he dismissed her, and then had a conversation with her. And then she came back in, and then she proceeded to go on with the examination. And then when she was done with the examination, she told me one of the reasons I had to leave is she had questions to ask him that I couldn't be there for. And I'm like, there's no question you can ask my son that I cannot be here for. And so she asked him, when did you start having sex? And I'm like, he just like turned 12, 3 days ago. That he's a child.
Right.
And it's like, what is your problem? And then like the whole, do you feel safe at home? Do you think you can talk to your parents about things? And I'm like, oh my gosh, how many parents have been in this situation where they didn't know any better and walked out of that room?
Yep.
And this is why I don't trust the medical system anymore. I mean, I literally have no trust, and it's very hard to find somebody. I mean, I lost faith in the mental health industry years ago, but now you can't even go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nuts. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to infiltrate into the home and family to separate the children from the parents. And I am absolutely not okay with that. And I don't like the fact that they're trying to brainwash and confuse our children into believing they're something other than what they are.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you 100%. These are the most pressing issues right now. The gender, ideology insanity. I posted the other day, I was reading that now they're trying to say that trans women, which is, I guess, a man that's, I don't, that still confuses me, but a trans woman who is actually a man, that their chest feeding liquid is comparable to breast milk. And it's like, what kind of clown world are we living in? Like, what, where are we? I am in another realm of reality. I don't know.
And they call us like they try to make us look like we're stupid because we don't understand all of the gender words that they have, or because we can't comprehend the fact that, a man cannot have a baby. And so I literally had to sit down. I was on our show the other day. And I'm like, okay, so I had to sit down and write this all out because it was the only way I could, try to understand what it is that they were trying to convince people of that made no sense. So it was like this like a national media outlet, like the Today Show or something like that, where they had someone come on, this couple come on, and it was a woman who decided she was a man, who had married a man who decided he was a woman. And the woman who decided she was a man was pregnant, and they were talking about their child. I'm like, how do you even explain that to a child? I'm your mom, but I'm a man. I'm your dad, but I mean, what the heck? And I have to sit down there and write that all out to figure out is, what are they trying to say? I mean, there's a great book, a great story by Hans Christian Andersen called The Emperor's New Clothes. And I encourage every single mother out there to read it to your children 2 or 3 times a week so that they will recognize when the emperor's naked and have the courage to stand up and say so.
Yes. Exactly. Because all of the people, I remember that book so well from a child, went from childhood, but everybody's just going along with it, Just like going along to get along. And I'm like, are you people insane? But I see things like this, and I see people who I have always respected and thought of, thought well of and thought they were educated people. And I don't know if it just goes into the level of indoctrination and brainwashing, or is it they just don't want to touch that subject because they don't want to be canceled or whatever. But
they have been brutalized into feeling like you can't say anything about it, just like the Emperor's New Clothes. When you have, the Emperor's convinced that he's wearing something because these carpetbaggers and, charlatans have convinced him of that. You can't see it? Really? Can you not see it? Oh, yes, of course I can see it. Then all these other people, they come in and they see the emperor's not wearing any new clothes. And they're like, he's like, can't you see it? Of course we can see it. And so, I mean, when you read that story, it just so reflective of what's happening today. Are you going to be the insensitive and compassionate? Are you going to be the homophobe? Are you going to be whatever? And it's like, no, I'm just going to be someone who knows what the truth is. And you're just a buffoon.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Oh, if you can't figure out whether or not you're a boy or a girl, let me take you back to basic biology.
Exactly. You know, and I say this all the time, like, I'm like, this is absolutely, it's beyond, I call it clown world, but it's beyond all of that. Like, I can't understand it. And it's not hate. Like I said, I have all the compassion in the world for especially these children who are so confused by no fault of their own. Right. But like I tell people all the time, pull your children out of the public school system and pull them out of that sewer, because that's all it is. And I was a mom I was a single mom, and it would have been very, very difficult for me. I don't have the patience. I probably would not have been a good homeschool mom. But you know what? If my child were facing what these kids are today, I would figure it out. I would figure it out, whether it's getting together with other parents and, you know, doing a co-op or these teachers that know better. I think they need to do a teacher freedom network like we did with nurses. Do it with the teachers. Yes. And let them come out of the system and let them all gather together, get these parents to do co-ops. You know, you pool your resources, you pool your money, you pay the salary for a teacher to, you know, let's go back to Little House on the Prairie, one room schoolhouses.
I just go back to that kind of TV. Remember when that was wholesome and promoted good values? And
now I still watch it all the time. I'm obsessed.
Yep.
I'm slightly obsessed with Little House on the Prairie. Like I would love to go back to those times and just live in that simpler time. I mean, with electricity and running water, of course.
Right. Okay. I'm with you on that one. I don't want to be without my wonderful amenities, but I would really like to go back to that simpler time when, you know, decency and values were cherished and character was something that was important. And it's a sad state of affairs where we live, but I would tell it moms, you know, read stories like The Emperor's New Clothes, watch the old shows that, you know, they're still out there. You can watch them on a lot of the platforms and put some good stuff back in the hearts of your children, because they're surrounded by a lot of garbage.
Yeah, I really encourage, you know, parents to get like the Little House on the Prairie and watch it. Sit down and watch it as a family, and then like have discussions around it. You know, have a discussion after, and just talk about, you know, what are some of the differences in the world then compared to the world today, and you know, what are some of the things that still prevail. And I think that organizations like yours, Kimberly, that are really hammering home these traditional values, which are not hateful by any means, but that's, I know you must get a lot of that, that you're being hateful, that you're a homophobe, that you're a bigot, that you're this, that, the other thing, when really you're just trying to promote traditional family values that have, you know, been the hallmark and the backbone of our country for, you know, since its inception, really.
Well, and that's one of the things they're going after. I mean, I was at a training for teachers, back in 2015 in Omaha, Nebraska. And there was a professor from University of Nebraska, Omaha, who was teaching this series. The group is called Minnesota Humanities. It's funded by Warren Buffett's daughter, Susie Buffett. And the whole entire time, it was about talking about epistemologically, we're always going to be a racist culture, because our whole entire mores and norms were determined by a bunch of white, land-owning, heterosexual Christian men, and we'll never get around that. And I'm like, you know, that's not a bad thing.
Right, exactly.
To emulate.
I'm one of those long live the toxic masculinity. Like, yes, please give me all.
Give us some more. Give us some more toxic masculinity, please.
The world has gone completely, completely mad and off the rails. But, you know, thanks to you, organizations like your own with Moms for America, I know that we are going to turn things back around for these future generations, these children that are, because people are waking up all across America. And if there were a silver lining to COVID, seriously, it is that it has just awoken so many people whose eyes were closed. I think we all had our moment, and even me to a certain degree, and I've been awake for a while, but not to the point I got to with COVID. You know, I was part of the problem even just 4 years ago promoting vaccines that honestly had no idea about, just implicitly trusted because that's what I thought I was supposed to do as a nurse.
Well, that's what they teach you, in medical school and in nursing school. I mean, they're very good at what they do. I mean, you got to give props to the, you know, those who are on this mission to destroy our country and enslave the people, because they're very good at it. And their messaging is really good and people buy into it. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's no fault of your own or anyone out there who's been, you know, sucked into this, because they're just very good at what they do.
Yeah. And I try to tell people, especially nurses, all the time, because I had a difficult time processing that for a long time, you know, and I try to give myself grace for what I didn't know at the time, but, you know, we can't hold on to that guilt. We've got, you know, but when we know better, we do better. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's what so many others are trying to do as well. And I think that that comes across, but, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to try to make sense of what we have, you just been propagandized for so long. And it's, once you see it, once your eyes are open, it's, you cannot unsee it, any of it. Because now, I'm sure this is the same for you. I go back and I see the propaganda in everything. I'm going back in through my entire life and different events and different things. And you can recognize that propaganda very easily, you know, once your eyes have been opened.
You can, and you can't unsee it. And this is the one thing that I have discovered as you step back on the outside and look in, whether it's environmentalist radicals or feminism or what's happening in the schools or what's happening in Israel, you just step outside from the outside in and you will see that there is one main objective: kill God and enslave the people. That is the goal. And they're using our children to do it. And it is a travesty that they are getting away with as much as they are. And we have to be those ambassadors of truth and standing together united to counter the lies and be the ones who stand courageously on truth.
Amen. Well, I thank you for being a warrior for truth and a warrior for moms and for these children. They are our most vulnerable treasures, and we do need to protect them. We have to do everything in our power to preserve our liberties and to protect our most vulnerable populations, including our children. So Kimberly Fletcher, thank you so much for all you do with Moms for America. It is such an honor to come alongside of you in this fight, and I look forward to so many more future collaborations and definitely having you back on the show again.
Awesome. And I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you. And that's all the time that we have for today, friends. But remember, we are here on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can also catch the encore at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please be sure to tune in and listen to myself and my amazing sister nurses. As we walk you through all of these hot topics, we will empower you with information and education. We will advocate and we will stand in the gap for you, because we are nurses. And this is what we do. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton, and you can find me here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Until next time, be safe, be well, and God bless. Remember that we are in a war for truth. We are putting out a bounty on the real misinformation and exposing the purveyors of propaganda. No topic is off limits as we shine our light and expose the darkness.
It's time and this-